We have got a ton to get to with our NHL insider, Renaud Lavoie from TVA Sports, joins us every Monday and Thursday. And I got to say, if you don't read his weekly Sunday column in Journal de Montreal, you're missing out on all kinds of great insider info, because so much of what we're going to talk about today comes from that column yesterday. Welcome back to the Big Show. My name is Pat Steinberg, and Renaud joins us on the South Street Burger guest hotline right now. Ren, salut. Let's start in the Western Conference and then make our way to your neck of the woods. And we'll start with the St. Louis Blues, who are really struggling right now, and you know they can't get a save. There's all kinds of goaltending issues. All of a sudden, they're hanging on to a playoff spot by their kind of pinky fingers right now. We know Ken Hitchcock is done at the end of the year, but all of a sudden, there's some conversation about, does he last the year? Does Doug Armstrong last the year as general manager of that team? What are you hearing in that regard?
Well, on Doug Armstrong, you know what? I don't think it, like his job is in jeopardy, to be honest. That's not something that I've heard. But you never know in this business, as you know. But in a season like that, right now, I don't think, you know, talking about him being fired by the Blues is something that could happen. If they're not making the playoffs, obviously, it's a different story. But right now, I don't see it. The problem is really with the coaching right now. You look at Ken Hitchcock, it's obvious that he's not going to come back next season. As everybody knows, Mike Yeo was already, coaching as an assistant coach with the Blues, will be the next head coach. And the things are not going, in the right direction right now in St. Louis. They're struggling goaltending-wise. They're not playing at the level that they're supposed to. There are some rumors that they can trade a guy, a defenseman like Shattenkirk. So, everybody's going in different direction, but obviously it's everybody's on the same boat, so or on the same page. And like I said, it's a struggle, and you have to wonder if Doug Armstrong's next move will be to give Mike Yeo the job already. My understanding, though, is that Ken Hitchcock is not leaving the NHL for good after this season. He still wants to coach. He still wants to be involved with a team if he's not behind a bench. So even if he's 65, he's not going to retire. This is not what he wants. But it looks like he's going to, if he needs to work, he's going to work for another organization than this, the St. Louis Blues. So that's something we need to look at, and we need to look at what's going on with the Blues. If they're not turning things around quickly, you have to wonder what's going to happen with Ken Hitchcock, because you know, Pat, that Ken Hitchcock is a great coach, but at the same time, he's really hard on his players, and it's tough to play for a coach like him. So that's part of the equation, too. And that's why it's a situation that you need to look at.
We know for sure, while St. Louis is very much in the playoff mix but struggling, we know for sure the Arizona Coyotes are not going to make the playoffs this year. And that leads to more speculation about Shane Doan's future, who has only played with that organization throughout his career. He remains the captain of the team. What's going to happen with him prior to the trade deadline? What are you hearing in that regard?
Well, as of right now, there's no final decision being made on his future. If you understand what can happen is nothing's going to happen in the next 3 weeks. I think the closer we'll get to the deadline, so at the end of February, we'll know more what his intention will be exactly. One thing, though, that people need to understand is his contract situation is kind of complicated. Yes, he's got 1 year left. This is his last season, maybe last season in the NHL. But bonuses-wise, even if they count on the cap for this season, let's say a team decide to trade for him, that team will still have to pay him after this season $2 million total, until 2022. So this is another 5 years where he'll get that money. And I'm not sure, even if it doesn't count on the cap, $2 million extra that needs to be paid, you know, until before 2022. I wonder if any team's gonna feel like it's a great deal to do. So to trade for Shane Doan, he's gonna be there for maybe 3 months maximum, maybe four. And the first thing you know is you're still gonna pay another right. $2 million in bonuses for 5 years. I feel like this is not something that teams are going to be excited of, and rightly so, by the way. So I'm not going to say I'll be surprised if he's traded, because you never know, but I'm convinced that there's a lot of teams who are going to look at that contract and say, no, we're not interested to take that direction. You know, Shane Doan is a great player. We can debate if he's going to be in the Hall of Fame or not. But at the end of the day, it's not like we're talking here about, a player who's around 33 or 34 years old. He's 40 years old. His best days are really behind him. He wants to win a Stanley Cup. That's okay. But you have to wonder what's going to be good for the... for Shane Doan and his family, but at the same time, you have to wonder if a team is trading for him, is it going to be a player that's really going to help between the trade and obviously during the playoffs?
He is our NHL insider. Renaud Lavoie from TVA Sports joins us Mondays and Thursdays here on The Big Show. The main the main topic in your article yesterday was on Chris Letang, who is injured again. And over the last number of years, is averaging around 17 games a year that he's missing. And he kind of wrote yesterday how the Penguins would like him to modify his game a little bit so he isn't as injured much. What's the story? Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Well, it's quite easy. He's missing an average of 17 games per season since he started in the league 10 years ago. He only had one 82-game season in his career, and that was in 2010-2011. And Mike Sullivan met with Christopher a few weeks ago after the David Backes hit versus the Bruins in December, and told him that he needs to protect his body a little more, like, if he has a 50-50 play, meaning that if he knows that he's going to get hit and he's not sure that, the pass attempt that he'll make will be, the right decision, he should protect his body and first, and maybe after that make the play instead of making the play. And after that, trying not to get hit, which, in this league is kind of impossible. So at the same time, I think Christopher is struggling. He knows he needs to protect himself better. But at the same time, he knows that he's a physical player. And it's tough for him to change the way he's playing since he's a junior player. So it's going to be interesting to see how... when he's going to come back from his knee injury, how he's going to react, or maybe how he's going to play. Is he going to be tentative in his game? Mm-hmm. Because obviously he will try to protect his body better. But if you're doing that, you're going to change the way you play. So that, it will be interesting to see how Christopher is going to play. But I'll be, to be honest with you, shocked if he decided to protect his body at any cost. He's not that type of guy. Ray Shiro told him that a few years ago when he was the GM of the Pittsburgh Penguins, but those injuries, he was still on injury prone after. So his goal is simple. He said he doesn't care anymore about, goal and assist before he started the season. His goal is to play 82 games. And he said, sadly, since the last few years,
it didn't happen and it's not happening soon, but that's his goal. And because it's his goal, I think that he will have to modify, tweak a little bit the way he's playing.
And final thought for you, Wren, and that is on what is something that is coming up very, very shortly. February 4th is when goaltenders have to make the switch to the new pants, the narrower pants that, you know, we've been talking about for quite some time.
Yeah.
You had an opportunity to speak to Carey Price about that. How is he kind of going about the adjustment?
Really simple. He's still going to play with his regular pants until the game on February 4th in the afternoon in Montreal versus the Capitals. And obviously, at that game, he will have to wear the new goalie pants. It's not something that the goalie likes. And I'll say that, Pat, in a way, rightly so. Because when you're changing equipment in the middle of the season like that, I know everybody's on the same, you know, needs to do exactly the same thing, but it's kind of weird. It's kind of weird. And it's going to be a tough adjustment, I think, for goaltenders, I think. And this is me, my own reflection, that one of the reasons why goaltenders are struggling right now in the NHL, it's because of that. Because mentally, physically, first of all, they're practicing right now with the pants that they're going to wear on February 4th, okay? But they're not playing with those pants. They're still waiting. It's something that's their mind. It's something that they just don't like. And I feel like it's one of the reasons why the goaltenders are struggling. It's not the only reason. Obviously, there's fatigue. Players are tired right now. It's really tough. It's a tough schedule. But imagine that in baseball, the MLB is changing the ball for the pitchers, and they're not going to do that before the season. They're going to do that in the middle of the season. Mm-hmm. And the pitchers are pitching with a different ball during when they're practicing. And so, I mean, it for sure, there's some goaltenders who just don't like it. I'm sure that there's a lot of people listening right now who are saying, oh, poor goaltenders, they're pros. They should do what, you know, the league is asking them, and they should stop whining. That's easier said than done, to be honest. And it's a really tough position. For me, it's the toughest position in pro sports, even tougher than being a quarterback in the NFL. So that's why I'm saying it's kind of weird that change is going to happen on February 4th in the middle of the season like that.
Great stuff, as always, Renaud. Appreciate this. We will talk to you again on Thursday, but thank you so much, as always. Have a great week, hey?
Have a good one, Pat.
He is Renaud Lavoie. He's our NHL insider from TVA Sports. He joins us on the South Street Burger guest hotline. South Street Burger serves beef raised without antibiotics or hormones, paired with hand-cut fries and fresh salads. Visit southstreetburger.com.